didn't you?
Well, where I come from, it's sweet corn and chicken. Yvonne McCormick and Ali Zager of the ISU Extension Service are with us today. You know, Yvonne, write this down. As we get going here and continue through the summer months and into the fall, I certainly want to hear about sweet corn. The best way to do sweet corn, because I am a sweet corn fan.
And growing degree days, we'll get you all hooked up on that.
I'm totally prepared. I mean, I have learned in all of our meetings so far here on the air with the ISU Extension Service and Yvonne McCormick specifically here, I learned quite a bit, and I understand and realize just how much I do have to learn.
And I hope your listeners out there are also picking up a few facts on horticulture. As extension and outreach, that's our goal, is to educate those people. And sometimes we may educate you on something you didn't even know you wanted to learn. So hopefully by listening to today's program, you might pick up something you learned. Or call 955-1400 and give us some suggestions of things you'd like to hear. Maybe you don't really have a question. Just give us a topic, and we can talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. Please do that. 955-1400, 515-955-1400. Please do that for sure.
And Mike, maybe before we get started chatting about vegetables, maybe briefly we could ask Allie to tell us what she was up to yesterday. She did a great thing, and I'd like her to share a little bit about what she was doing.
Boy, great lead-in for you there. Allie Zagers is with us. What happened yesterday, Allie?
Well, yesterday I was asked very graciously by a good friend of ours here in town to participate in the Tour de Force bike ride as a memorial and tribute ride for Officer Jamie Bunting. And, you know, it was pure spectator for me. I didn't have anything to do with the planning. It was just wonderful to be able to meet the group that came in from outside Iowa, and then all of the local officers and CERT team spouses and all of the different departments that came together yesterday to make it a safe ride for everyone. And it was a lot of fun. It was a wonderful event to honor not only Jamie Bunting but his family, and to see all the groups come together yesterday was just a really good day.
And maybe for those that don't know, this wasn't a motorcycle ride, folks. This was a bicycle ride. And if you think about the weather yesterday, Allie, brave that. Tell us a little bit about the wind.
Well, you know, the wind was actually a helping factor yesterday. Typically in Iowa, we've got that nice west to east wind, which is Bry. I'm Rag Bry. It's wonderful. You start on the west side of the street, you go east, you're with the wind. Yesterday, it changed. We were straight out of the east, and we rode from Webster City to Rockwell City with a tailwind most of the way. It was cold, it was rainy, but we didn't have to do too much real hard pedaling with that nice east wind.
Well, that's good to hear that you had a great ride. Also, if folks are interested in perhaps learning what they might need to do to go on one of these bike rides or to participate in our Rag Bry, Allie might be able to direct you, because at Extension, we can tell you where to go for about anything you need, and Allie can help you maybe just learning to get in shape or what's expected. So give us a call at the Extension office. Any of our county Extension offices in our area, in the state, we have 100 Extension offices in our state with 99 counties because of Pottawatomie. We have West Pot and East Pot. So that's just a trivia question for you folks.
Now, when you say phone number at ISU, please give it.
Here locally, it's 515 area code 576-2119.
That rocks. Excellent. Yvonne McCormick, Ali Zegers from ISU Extension Service have been our guests for this segment. And again, we have this segment featuring the ISU Extension Service and Yvonne and her horticulture background. We have had this going on for the last several weeks. It's very rewarding. Please tell your friends and other like-minded people that this is a program devoted exclusively to horticulture. We may develop this 10 o'clock hour into other areas that ISU can help us in. Yvonne mentioned a little earlier that there are actually 5 program areas, and this is one of them. And so we may develop this 10 o'clock hour further in the interest of a better life for us all, because that's what we're talking about, a better quality of life. When we talk about saving trees or good gardening or lawn care or tree care, you name it, it's a better quality of life in the end.
It is, definitely.
And it's one thing to do it as your grandma did. Maybe grandma had some street smarts, so to speak. But there are ways that have evolved in knowledge that has come about in the last 50 years that maybe we could all take advantage of.
Exactly. And the advice we're offering is all research-based. We're not trying to sell you products to steer you that way. We're only giving you advice as been researched as correct.
That's right. That's correct.
We tell the truth, make it matter, and we're never boring.
Never boring is absolutely correct. You know, and you put your finger on something, whether you know it or not, that people are awfully suspicious. There's so many different information services out there, and a lot of them are slanted. Talk radio slanted in general. Everything's advocacy, advocacy, advocacy. There's vegan groups masquerading as animal rights people. There's sugar people involved in sugar manufacturing who have lobbying groups called Citizens for Health. On and on and on and on. But this is the ISU Extension Service, and your group has always been there to assist.
Exactly.
Period.
And
period.
We're not out to promote any one thing over another.
That.
And we're basically a happy, fun group, and we like to help people, and we truly care about getting that answer to you. We want to get you a quick answer back that's correct, and that's why we have our forefront people there in the office to answer our phones, to assist you at the desk. And again, with us today, we have Allie Zagers, our local office manager at Webster County Extension Office. We want to give a shout-out also to Janelle Salvatore. She's also Allie's assistant, so when Allie's out on bike rides, we have Janelle there in the office.
That rocks. Yeah. That rocks.
So thank you, Janelle, for that, too. And maybe you could tell us a little bit now. We'll be seeing perhaps some weeds coming in from the lawn. People will be scouting their lawn and seeing weeds. And can you help folks with that?
We can. We can do weed ID. And we do it a lot the same way that we do our plant problem.
A weed ID?
We do weed ID. People bring us weeds that I walk past a weed on the sidewalk and I think, it's a pretty weed. And people bring in the weeds. They pick them. They bring them in. Sometimes they dig them up and bring them in the pot. We can get pictures. We can get information from the customer. Where did it come from? You know, what do you want to do about it? What's your plan? What are your questions? We send them down to the university. We get information back. What is it? Is it going to seed? Can it be removed but just by pulling it out? I think a lot of the time people want us to give them a chemical to put on their lawn to fix it.
They all want that magic bullet, easy fix. But unfortunately, folks, we want to recommend non-chemical treatments first. It's more healthier for our environment. So we will recommend those first. And at last resort, then we resort to chemicals and we'll make those recommendations.
You know, we all learn things growing up. I watched my dad do this. There were some bare patches in our lawn when I was a kid. And he would go out regularly in one season. And every time there was rain, he'd go out and put a little more grass seed down. Not a lot, just a little bit. He kept it up, little bare spots in the lawn, and pretty soon we had a nice lawn. Just that's all he did. No chemical. Well, they weren't available then. I was a real little kid. And he just kept seeding it and seeding it, and pretty soon here it came.
And that can be done now. All we'd need to do is find those spots and rake the thrush away from there, make it bare. You want to do that first so the seed can make contact. And just lightly sprinkle your seed mix and make sure that you have the right kind of seed for the spots. You don't want to try to grow bluegrass in the shade. As you know, bluegrass needs sun, so make sure you're planting the right kind of grass seed, number one. And number two, this spring planting is a little harder than the fall because you're going to be going into heat periods. As you know, last summer was so hot. So typically we'd say, folks, try it in the fall, but you can do smaller spots. Just keep them moist and help them to keep from drying out, and your seed will germinate, and voila, you'll have a nice lawn again.
I believe you, Mon. I believe you, absolutely. We've covered a lot of ground. What do we need to talk about yet?
Well, Allie, is there something we have not covered? Perhaps have we talked about if someone has a vegetable or spots on their apple, would that be something you could help them there with?
That is something we can help with. We do it a lot the same way. You know, we've got some information in the office. If it's something that's come in before and we've had things come back from the university, or it's something we see a lot, we do have a lot of information right in the office. If not, we just call down to campus or send in a sample, and they can give us their recommendations as well.
That's an impressive campus down there. I mean, so many people only know about the football stadium or Hilton Coliseum where they play sports, you know. But a lot of ag students can tell you that is still very much an agricultural college. We went down to Des Moines just the other day, and on the north side of Ames, I was glad to see they had cattle out there again. They used to have barns out there, you know, and it was true. You know, people used to say, moo you. Well, what do we do here in Iowa anyway? We're a farm state. Help me. Especially some years ago and still today.
Well, I think in most positions and jobs, we can all relate somehow back to agricultural roots, no matter what it is throughout our state. It's very important. People might not realize that, but Iowa State has played a founding part in many of our institutions and businesses.
Yes, and a lot of the agricultural innovations exactly. over the years. And I'll tell you something else I've discovered being part of Talk Radio here in Fort Dodge. We're getting further away all the time from our farm roots. A lot of people have been disconnected from the farm for three and four generations.
Exactly. Sometimes.
People younger than me, I might add.
So we hope to spin that around and get people back into track and help give them the correct information. For example, if someone wants to raise cattle, maybe to eat, and don't realize that weeds can cause problems, they might have a pasture full of weeds and put their cattle out there. We can help them scout that out and give them information.
Exactly.
So that's, and speaking of roots, this time of year, we see our iris are starting to come up, and if you did not clean that foliage away from your iris, you're going to lead yourself into some leaf spot problems. That those fungal spores will winter over on that dead foliage, so please rake it away and let that new growth come up healthy without coming in contact with the dead leaves, which harbor spores. And if you do see those water-spotted leaves, you can bring them into the extension office, and Allie can send them down to campus, and they'll give you ideas of how to solve that problem, but why not start with a healthy slate and clean your debris away? Sanitation is the number one thing that you can do, low cost, easy to do. It's just some elbow work, and get out there and do it.
You two just amaze me, I have to tell you. And every guest that you've brought, Devon, has been amazing.
So I hang out with high people.
I guess you do. You have friends in high places, not friends in low places, but friends in high places.
And we also want to mention we have master gardeners in our ranks, and they help us answer a lot of these questions. Allie may refer some of these people to a master gardener locally who can come visit with that client and help mm-hmm. them decide what they've got going on or give them suggestions. And we have master gardener training also coming up this fall in September.
Yeah.
So if anyone has a thought or would like more information on that, they can contact Allie, and she will put them in touch with the right person, being myself, and I can give them some more information or put them on the waiting list for the classes and the training of 40 hours of extension and university education.
I'm glad to see a lot of men are part of this. You know, what do you suppose as far as your Master Gardener classes? Are the participants women, more women than men, or men than women?
Well, it's surprising. You would think it may be more women, but a lot of men now.
Yeah, yo.
And so we would say it's been running close to 50-50 on the amount of people. And a lot of husband and wife groups are doing it, too. And
that's the best thing to see. Mm-hmm.
And we get people that have just retired, and maybe they would like to take up gardening, and they've always wanted to do it, and this is their chance. And they'll be some of our most active master gardeners because they're so excited to be able to learn and be out there. And you're putting back to your community, and you're helping people out. So it just makes you happy and to help someone else to learn. And that's what it's all about.
That's really true. You had Doug Brightman in here not long ago. Doug was a master gardener, very knowledgeable. He was my son's fifth, sixth grade teacher over at Duncombe School. I don't really remember, but nice fellow. But boy, he's a master gardener. He's been through the course, and it sounded like he had been or had many years of gardening experience, and he was excellent on the air. Excellent. Isn't he a president of a local gardening club or something? Or was
he's
that
president of Fort Dodge Area Gardeners.
Fort
yes,
Dodge Area Gardeners. That's what I thought. Are there two gardening groups in Fort Dodge, did he say?
There
you remember?
Is. There's Fort Dodge Federated Garden Club. We do take men at Fort Dodge Federated Garden Club, and they meet the third Tuesday of every month out at Lion's Den, usually about 1 o'clock, if you're interested. It's membership is open in both clubs.
Yeah.
And the Fort Dodge Area Gardeners meets the Thursday night. It's the first Thursday of each month. And coming up, we have it always meeting, typically, at the Extension office, except if we have special events. So if you're interested, this Thursday, which is May 1st, is that right?
Yeah, that's
May
correct.
May 1st, you're invited to come.
Thursday. It's Thursday. Is May 1st. Yep. That's May Day.
Thank heavens for calendars on the wall.
Big ones, too.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'd like to invite everyone to that. And I'm just trying to think, Allie, do we have a few more things we should wrap up and make sure we mention here?
Yeah, we got about 8 minutes of time here, girls, so I can always talk.
How about
for
some
minutes.
Upcoming programs we might have coming up?
We do. Actually, tomorrow we have a program starting that we started last fall, and it's called Powerful Tools for Caregivers. And it's a class that's just giving those people who are caring for an elderly parent, a spouse who needs full-time care, a child who might need full-time care, or even if your loved one is in a care facility, this class teaches you how to kind of take a step away and take care of yourself. And it gives you tools to deal with stress, how to make decisions about their care, different medical issues that you may come up with that you're going to have to think about and make decisions about for that loved one. And that class is starting tomorrow. So if you're interested, we do have room. It's a small group. The group that started last year is still meeting on a weekly basis, just because it's created a support group for them.
And folks, if you've ever been in this position where your parents or someone needs that care and you come back and want to take care of them, it's not like when you were a kid, because your parents are... it's their home and you're in their home, and taking care of them is very stressful. And this will give you a support group, as Ali mentioned. And maybe it's not now, but down the line, you may look at yourself as to be in that position. You're also welcome to attend this training and give you some background on what you might expect.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and that's important. Yeah. And how do you get... how can you be part of the training? I mean, do you enroll or?
Yep, you just give me a call at the office at 576-2119, and I can get you on our list and get all the information set up for you to attend that class. It starts tomorrow. It runs from 1 to 3:30 at Bickford Cottage, and it will be taught by Melissa Rader, who is our family life specialist, and another facilitator from here in town who has gone through the training, who taught last year with Melissa, and they had put together a really good, comforting, nice kind of confidential environment where you can really feel like you can participate and learn things. We also have just a couple more things coming up in May and June. We've got Serve Safe that runs all of June, July, and August, and if you produce food, serve food in any way, shape, or form, you've probably met our wonderful local gal who comes around and does all of your inspections, and she's going to refer you to Holly Van Heel for Serve Safe training. It's a new mandatory training that you have to go through, and all you have to do is give us a call and we can get you signed up for that. Holly's also doing grocery store tours, and Fairway has graciously allowed her to come in and do a tour, and you can call us to set that up, or you can stop by Fairway. They're going to have a sign up sheet at Fairway, and she'll just go through all of the different areas in the store, what to look for, how to create healthy meals from the different things you're seeing, and just kind of do a walking tour and talking about healthy eating while you're there.
That's great, because you'll probably notice some of the crops that are there are locally grown, and we want to also promote that to purchase local grown foods. It helps our environment by saving on fuel costs. It helps our environment by you're being more healthy because you get more fruit and vegetable nutrition, and the taste is so much better. So that's something to think about, too. And I would encourage everyone to participate in that just to learn a little bit more.
Yeah. And she's also going to do, hopefully in June, a class called Eat Your Herbs. And she's going to focus more on the culinary aspect, cooking the herbs, the dietary needs that you're going to get when you're eating those herbs, and just kind of make it a fun class on how to work with all of the herbs that you can either buy in your grocery store locally or that you can grow in your own garden. And then in June, we have our estate planning with Kelvin Leibold. That's always a great one. And this year, typically we do an evening estate planning class. It runs about 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. We serve dinner. This year, we're going to do a day-long class because there's a lot of different things going on with estate planning, getting some of those young farmers back into the family business, how to plan for that, what to do for estate transfers. And he and a colleague from Western Iowa are going to come in and do an entire day of estate planning. So if you're interested in that, that'll be coming up in June. And
wow.
You can call us for any of that.
And this is just a tip of the iceberg of what one county extension office has going on. And there's many, many more things. We have Linda Klein there running 4-H programs for our youth. We have all sorts of things going on, and just we're a wealth of information that we need you to tap, because that's what we're there for. That's what your tax dollars are paying for, to provide our environment safe, healthy advice, our families safe, healthy advice, the economy. We hit it all.
Well, and it's money well spent. I mean, you were talking about Holly Van Heel and the explanatory tour through our Fairway store, just to show people some better buying habits and shopping habits, and healthier and ways to save a little money. You know, just that would be a real valuable resource for someone to go through. I mean, there really is a wealth of education out there, and we just have to we don't have to, but it's a great thing to be educated and know these things.
And I would like to invite folks to tune in next Tuesday at 10 a.m. and listen again, and let us educate you over the radio in the comfort of your own home, whether in your pajamas, out working, driving in the car. We're here to help educate you for 1 hour each week.
Well, I'll tell you, she's turned into a real radio girl, isn't she,
Allie?
She is. She rocks. There's no doubt about it. Holly Van Heel and Allie Zegers have been here today, and they are with the ISU Extension Service.
Well, Holly's here in spirit.
I beg your pardon. Allie Zegers. I'm an older person. I probably had a couple of strokes just while we were on here. Allie Zegers, excuse me. And please give us your phone number again, Yvonne.
The local office number here, it's 576-2119.
Okay. Allie, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Yvonne, thank you so much.